Nesecha Sukkah, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ha'isa Sukkosa Kamin Tzrif. If somebody builds their sukkah in the shape of a conical hut, so this is sort of like a Native American teepee where you have a single surface, a single material, even if it's chach kosher, and you shape it into a cone so that it forms both the walls and the ceiling, but there's no real separation between walls and ceiling, and they come to a point on top, or shesmacha lakaisel, you take a flat panel of schach and you lean it against a solid wall, and that forms a wall and the roof of your sukkah. So if you were to recall your high school geometry, if you had a right triangle where the legs and the right angle are formed by the wall, the solid wall, and the ground, and the hypotenuse is made out of this panel of schach, and again, you don't have separate schach and a wall, Rabbi Eliezer Paisel, this Pipnesh Ein Lagag, because it does not have a roof. It doesn't have a separate eichel on top of at least one tavach in width that you can say that's the schach and not a wall. The Chachamim, on the other hand, Machshirim, they actually say that such a construction would be a kosher sukkah. Interestingly, this is one of those exceptions where we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, like the minority opinion in the Mishnah, and we don't paskin like the Chachamim as they are set forth here. Going on in the Mishnah, we're going to talk about mats made out of reeds. And reeds are normally something which is kosher l'schach, and even if you plate it into a mat, it would still be kosher l'schach. However, if it's made l'shchiva, which they sometimes are, if it's made for people to actually sit on it, anything that is made for a person to sit on is mekabel tumah, and so a mat that would be made for people to sit on would be mekabel tumah and would not be kosher l'schach. So Zakta Mishnah, Machatzelis Kanim Gedaila, a large mat of reeds, the Tanakhama says, Asal Shriva, if it was made for people to sit on it, Mekabelis Tuma, then it is Mekabel Tuma, the E Mesachimba, and you cannot use it for Schach. Liskuch, if a large mat of reeds was made for the purpose of shade, Mesachimba, then you can use it for Schach in a Sukkah, the Eina Mekabelis Tuma, and it is not Mekabel Tuma. And the Gemara explains that the Tanakhama actually holds that a small mat of reeds is assumed to be made for sitting on it and not for shade. And according to the Tanakhama, a small mat of reeds, if you don't know anything about this mat, you cannot use it for schach. On the other hand, the Mefarshim say, the Tanakhama actually holds a large mat of reeds. If you don't know what it was constructed for, you can assume that it was constructed for the purpose of shade. On the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer says, Achas ketana v'achas gedoyla asa l'shchiva, whether it's a small mat, whether it's a large mat, if it's meant for shchiva, mekabelis tumah, it is mekabel tumah, ve'e mesakimba, and you cannot use it for schach. Liskuch, if it was made for the purpose of schach, mesakimba, then you can use it for schach, ve'ena mekabelis tumah, and it is not mekabel tumah. And so, the Mefarshim explain, Rabbi Eliezer actually holds that all mats, whether small or large, were meant for sitting on them and are therefore going to be puzzled. Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Hayoshen tachas hamita basukkah. Somebody who sleeps underneath the bed inside of a sukkah. Lo yotzi yedei chayvasei. He did not fulfill his mitzvah of sukkah. And the reason for this is that the bed constitutes a separate ohel, and so you're underneath a separate ohel, and when you're underneath a separate ohel, you're not in the sukkah, and therefore you're not yotzi the mitzvah of sukkah. However, Amar Rabbi Yehuda holds, Nehagim hayinu, it was our minig, shayinu yeshenim tachas hamita, we would actually sleep underneath the bed, bifnei hazakenim, in front of our elders, v'lo amru lanu davar, and they never protested, they never said anything to us that we shouldn't do this. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is going l'shitasei. He holds that a sukkah has to be an oihel keva, a permanent structure. And so this bed, which constitutes an oihel arai, a temporary oihel, cannot be mevatel the oihel keva of the sukkah, and therefore, if you sleep underneath a bed inside a sukkah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're yotzei the mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Shimon says, Maisa, there was a story, Betavi Avdei Shel Rabban Gamliel. By Tavi, the Eved Knani of Rabban Gamliel, Shohia Yoshen Tachas Amita, he would sleep underneath the bed in a sukkah. The Amar Lahen Rabban Gamliel is a Zakenim, and Rabban Gamliel said to the Zakenim, Re'isin Tavi Avdi, check out Tavi, my servant, Shuhu Talmud Chacham, he's a Talmud Chacham, V'yadeya Sh'avadim Baturim in a sukkah, and he knows that Avadim are putter from sukkah. The Fichach, therefore, Yoshen Hu Tachas Amita, he sleeps underneath the bed. And from this we learn, somebody who sleeps underneath a bed inside of a sukkah is not yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah.